Blog Talk Radio.
RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Yeah, I know it's another show this week, but I have something pressing on me to talk about. And since I'm the creative and executive CEO of Food for the Soul, since this is my show, not bragging or boasting or anything, but something's been pressing on me since last week. And you know, I watch things around me. You know, I read the news, see what inspires me to come up with thoughts for the show, because I got to keep it fresh and up to date. I've been doing this for 3 years now, I think. So I'm getting good at not bragging or anything. So as I always start the show off with a little motivation or food for thought or something to think about, you know, life is short. Nobody don't know when their day gonna come, or the hour, or whatever. If you're living, you're going to die. It's a fact. I'm not making this up. It's just what it is. Everybody has that destination time with death. All I'm saying is, be careful how you live your life. Be careful how you treat people. Just be the best you that you can be. That's all I'm saying, because you never know when your time is up. Who knows? Not saying anything bad about myself. My time could come up tomorrow, or later today, or Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday, or next week. I do not know when my appointed time will come, but I know that day is going to come. Am I worried about it? You doggone right. There's no do-over. There's no restart, reset. Let's pass go, get $200. Can I do this life over again? No. There's no such thing. I wish it was, because then if you come back, it'll be a perfect life for the next go-around. But there is no next go-around. It is what it is. Ain't that something? You are giving a date to be born and a date to die. In the between, it's up to you to do what you want to do. It's your back to the red apples, whatever that means. So you have to be careful. And don't say, well, I got tomorrow. Or I can do it next year. Or I can get it right next time. There is no such thing. You might hope, wish, and pray that, yes, I got all the time in the world, but you really don't. There's no all the time. Time is fast. This year is almost over with. It's already October. Not too long ago was January 1st. We're celebrating Happy New Year's Eve day. And it's already about to be 2016. Some people are not going to make it to next year. Some people are not even going to make it through the end of this year. It's sad to say, but it's true. And I'm not wishing death on nobody because I'm not a jerk or being mean. But we have to be real about life. And we take life for a joke. Today's show is about why we're together. It's talking about why we're in a relationship. Why we choose the people that we choose to do today or whatever, get married to. Why we here, why we, that's what the show is about. But the first part of the show is I want you to get your thought process together for the show. I want you to be motivated to think about when you listen to this show, what can I do different? How can I make a difference? How can I be a better person? You don't want to keep going through the same obstacles over and over and over and over, the same tests, the same fails. You don't have time for that. You don't have time to do all that over and over again. Life is too short to keep screwing up over and over and not getting it right. It don't work like that. The greatest people, let me get to the show because I got a lot to say, as always. I'm just saying, listen to the show, get some, just listen. I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life, but I just want you to listen. Be encouraged. Don't give up or give out. Let me go for the shout out, please.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos,
pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle.
I'm going to give a shout out to everyone in Jackson. There's my Shane, Jennifer, to my nieces and to my nephews. This is Food for the Soul with Chef and More Playing Wedding. Why are we together is the topic. To be a guest caller, 646-915-9934. Once again, to be a guest calling on this show, 646-915-9934. Check out my website, ramon.firstfitness.com. That's ramon.firstfitness.com. If you have any feedback or questions for me, please email me at weldonrwomantwo@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonrwomantwo@gmail.com.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know what time it is. Food for the Soul menu. Check out my blog, Food for the Soul, with Chef Ramon C. Weldon. If you want to get me recipes, them up yourself. Grilled prongs with spicy peanut, lime vinaigrette, pad thai. Food for the Soul. Oreo truffles. Food for the Soul drink. Banana cream, rum cream. Food for the Soul starter today, or of the show. When you're looking for something in somebody, make sure you have that same quality yourself. Let me see what I'm about to say. If you're looking for something in somebody, make sure you have that same quality in yourself. You cannot be out here trying to find somebody who is so successful and you are fake. You can't go out here trying to find somebody with a six-pack and you got a gut. That goes for men and women. A lot of people spend, I'm going to take time with this one because I want to explain it. A lot of people spend so much time in chasing something they don't have themselves, qualities they don't have, but they want to make sure the other person have it. And see, that's where you screw up at. If you don't have those qualities in you, why are you looking for it in somebody else? If you want somebody with a good credit score, make sure you have a good credit score. If you want somebody with a good job, make sure you have a good job. If you want somebody with a nice whip, I mean car, you have a nice car. I'm just saying, a lot of people always trying to find something in somebody that they don't have themselves. Yo, time's ticking. I got to get to the show in 2 minutes.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Well, I lie. Time is ticking real fast, y'all. Believe it or not, time really flies when you're having fun. Okay, today's topic, why are we in this together? Have you ever met somebody, you start chit-chatting, start talking, either a dude or a gal? Have you looked at their resume and their life experience and their job history to see if any of these three things match together? I can't tell you what it means to be a teacher. And you look at my education now, and see culinary arts. You'd be a chef instructor. Sure, not a math teacher. No, that's my sister. That's all her. I'm just saying, that ain't my forte. So my resume do not reflect what she does. Math instructor, that's not me. I won't even apply for the job because I'm not qualified. Can I tell you a little secret? I hate math. Why try to do something I know I hate? Dude, I was glad to get out of college with what I got because, boy, statistics cut my behind. So, no, math is not for me. Oh, no. I'm not a
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos. Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Hey, I'm just saying, ladies, why are you with this person? Do you see a future in this relationship? What is your mission statement? That's the first thing you have to find out. Why are we together? Where do we plan this thing to go? How do you plan to finance this relationship? You might think it sounds stupid, but the number one failure for marriage is finances. The number one failure for relationship and marriage is finances. Nobody has a plan or a strategy on how to keep this thing going. What's our bottom line going to be? Let me slow down because I'm getting kind of excited. Where do we see this thing going in 5, 10, 15, 20 years? How do we plan to meet each target or bullet point? We want brand new cars. How are we gonna get these brand new cars? We want a bigger house. How are we gonna get this bigger house? What's gonna be less than how? And is it gonna make money? Nobody talks about these things anymore. All they wanna do is, girl, my man look good. You should see him how he look on my arm. That's good enough. But think about this. What is the overview for this relationship? You know, sometimes when they do the financial report, they do a test to see how the economy is. It's called a stress test. And you know, a lot of times, if the economy don't pass the stress test, they say, uh-oh, we got a problem with inflation or something right. They do these things to make sure that things can stay in the test of time. Nobody wants to talk about the past. You got to look at some of the past to see if they're going to get there to the future. You got to understand this. You got to ask this person, how was their relationship with their parents? Was it good? Was it terrible? Did somebody die? You might not want to. You need to know the good, the bad, and the ugly before you drop the broom, because you're worrying about taking pictures, buying a cake, putting on a gown, riding in a limousine, having fun with your girlfriend on bachelorette night or whatever y'all do. Men, the same thing. You got to find out why this girl loves you and why do you love her. Nobody wants to ask the tough questions. Can I say something? You do not know what kind of curveball life might throw you. They say in sickness and in health, and in poor and in wealth. Okay, how poor y'all going to get? It didn't say that you're going to be middle class poor. I might be homeless poor. It didn't say how rich y'all going to get. Millionaire, 1,000 years, or pennyers. The person to go through. See, that's a lot of times the problem. Nobody wants to go through anything. Everybody thinks they feel entitled because all the women are after you, because you got a child, because you're next. Entitled to. You might feel entitled to because of your position in life. And that's another thing. Why do you feel that you should have so much? Because you think you're greater than somebody? No, no, no. Remember when I started this show? Everybody going to die? You just don't know how or when and why? Okay, let's get back to the show. Remember that. Nobody plans to fail, but people fail the same. I know. But you need to know the Executive Assembly. You got to explain what does this company does. In a relationship, you got to explain, do we plan to do together or not do together? What is the rule for this relationship? Sometimes I don't even know the rules. Okay. Number two, in a business plan, a company overview. A company overview is the brief history of the company. That's how I say you got to get the person past. You got to find out, was it abusive, or was it crazy? What's their emotional stability? Is it cool for Cocoa Puff? You also got to know the person. Okay, in business, you got to know the customer needs. Why are we starting this business? I mean, it's okay to start a business, but let me tell you something. You will be a fool to try to start a horse and buggy. I mean, you can brand to your friends, hey, dog, I'm going to start a business. They'll be like, that's cool. What kind of business you trying to start? Man, I'm trying to open up a horse and buggy. Now, can I ask you a question? Man, people got SUVs. V12, V8, V6s, V4s. Niggas got smart. People got smart cars now. Who are you trying to sell a horse and buggy to? The Amish? How many Amish people do you really know? So, what does customer need have to do with anything? Customer needs, why are you with this woman? Oh, yeah, but, I mean, are you going to build her up or tear her down? Is she going to build you up or tear you down? Are you going to use her or is she going to use you? See, that's the thing you need to find out. Why are we together? Why are we in this thing? Nobody want to talk about that. They just, girl, you look good. I do? Yeah. Okay. Now we got a baby. Now you're a baby mama and not a baby daddy, and y'all hate each other. Why do y'all hate each other? Because y'all never talk about building anything besides a feel-good experience. Now, ladies and men, have you ever been on a job? You know, look at your resume first to give you the interview. They don't just give you the job. Oh, no, no, it don't work like that. They give you an interview. And don't you know they might do it in a one-on-one, a tier interview, or a group interview. Nowadays, they do it over the phone or online. You can do a video interview. Somebody be on one end of the camera and you on the other end of the camera. What does the interview mean? They want to know, did this person match up with the resume? That's all they're looking for. Is it a perfect fit for the company? Now, ladies and men, I know sometimes you get caught up in the look and the feel-good experience or whatever, the sweet little nothing, but they didn't really fit the job. Like me, for example, I will never go to for a mechanic job. That is not on my resume. I cannot fix nothing. I can tear it up, but I can't fix it. If you want a mechanic, you need to hire a mechanic. I'm a chef. I went to culinary school and hospitality management. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an ER operator. I'm not a seamstress. I'm not a farmer. I do like vegetables, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not a preacher or minister or none of that. I just do a show on Blog Talk Radio. That's what I do. That's what I like doing. That's my thing. You know, food for the soul is my passion. It's about real life experiences. That's what I do. If you look at my resume, it got Trident Tech Hospitality Management Associate Degree, Culinary Art Associate Degree, and some certificates, Bar Management, Club Management, and things like that. That's what I got in Education Department. If you look at my job history, restaurants, hotels, casinos, catering companies, that's what I've been doing for the past 20 years. That's what my resume reflects. So everything cool is cohesive together. I'm not a funeral home director. I'm not a barber. I don't like hospitals. That's just what I don't like to do. That's why I'm not a doctor. But see, my resume reflect all that. See, when you see, I'm gonna talk to my ladies for a second. See, I get caught up with other sort of dudes that make look good. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with somebody looking good. But you gotta understand the long term effect of things. When you mess with a dude, you gotta find out, is he gonna be a good husband? I know a lot of y'all might not be looking for a husband. I just want somebody playing your tail. I mean, that's okay too if you want somebody playing your tail. I mean, not everybody wants something long term. I mean, sometimes they be like that. Ain't nothing wrong with the playing in the tail. That's what you're looking for. But what happens if you get pregnant? Is that person going to be a good father figure for your child? Is she going to be there to support you emotionally, financially, and spiritually? I'm just saying, let's be real. You can't get blood from a turnip. It might be a good concept, but I'm just saying, money don't grow on no trees. You need to ask your person, do you want to be in my life forever? And they tell you, no. Okay, so is this a friendship thing or a sex thing? Once you establish the rules and the grounds of the relationship, that's okay. Because if it's a sex thing, then you can't expect it to be a relationship thing. But see, a lot of people get things misconstrued because they all of a sudden have a change of heart. No, 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 you can't do that, boo-boo. If you want an F friend and he's doing the F thing right, that's what you got. But if you want somebody to have a relationship with, that's the kind of person you introduce to your mama and your pappy. I'm just keeping it real. I know I runs out. Hey, that's what I do because I keep it 100. sometimes people don't ask the right question because they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. This is not about hurting other feelings. That's the problem. It's the problem when your feelings get hurt. That's the problem. You have to do a stress test, a financial statement, an analysis, how we're going to pay our bills, who's going to pay what, and when they're going to pay what, and how they're going to pay what. You might not want to talk about this. I mean, you might want to ask them about their credit report. You might want to ask if they have student loans. I'm just keeping an eye on this over and over again. That does play a part in your relationship. Credit score, savings. You're the person that savers thing. You don't want to talk about this because I don't want to get personal. Those that take you out to dinner and movies in the hotel, that's okay. Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. If you start acting up, I'm going to call your friend. Freak come out at night. I said, the freak, let me stop. Get back to the show. Because, you know, I love the old school joints. I'm just keeping it real. Girl, you know I love you. I know that got nothing to do with the show, but I'm just going to say that. I'm just me being me. This show, for the show with Sheffield Moore Clayton Weldon, Why Are We Together? Like I say, if you want to be a guest, call in 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934. Check out my health and wellness website at ramon.firstfitness.com. Please order something. The protein shakes, the aloe vera juice. We got something for everything that you need. Seriously, go to ramon.firstfitness.com. Once again, that's ramon.firstfitness.com. If you want to be a guest, call in 646-915-9934. If you want to leave feedback or questions, WELDONR112@gmail.com. That's WELDONR112@gmail.com. WELDONR112@gmail.com. I'm looking for your feedback, and I want you to tell me how you think about the show. Because if it wasn't for you, it won't be no me. If it wasn't for me, it won't be no you, because we are connected like peas in a pod, peanuts in a peanut shell. As you know, life is short, like I said in the beginning. But you need to know why you're getting into this relationship with this person. Because a lot of times, I know something about a lot of people. They go after the wrong people because, you know, they make them, they look good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with somebody that look good. But you don't want somebody to beat your tail every night. Do you really? They look good, they don't work, and they cut your tail in the dark. You ever got a blackout in a blackout? How does that actually work? I'm not making fun of nobody's situation, but if you get a blackout, that's so sad, so tragic. I'm not judging you because sometimes people been hurt, sometimes people been abused, sometimes people been through some stuff. But can I say something? If you know you're a preacher daughter, why trying to be a gangbanger? Did that really match you? Did that match anything about you? I'm not judging a gangbanger. I'm not judging a preacher daughter. But I'm saying, if you're a single dude, why do you want to date a woman with 3 kids, 4 kids, 5 kids, 2 babies, 3, 4 baby daddies? And if you're a woman with no kids or 1 kid, then you want to date a dude with 2 and 3 baby mamas? Do that add up, really? Seriously? Do they even go together? I mean, everybody falls short. And I'm not making no fun of nobody's situation. Because we all have situations. Life is not perfect. Sometimes life beats the hell out of you. Life is hard. Who don't know that? We face everyday problems every day. But you want somebody that can build you up. Somebody that makes you feel good about yourself. stop trying to look for something in somebody that they don't have. Look for the qualities in a person that do have what you're looking for. Stop trying to date somebody because of your girlfriends and your boyfriend. Date somebody that has your best interest at heart. Can I tell you something? If somebody giving you their best, and they're looking out for your best interest, and they're treating you good, they're giving you respect, they're listening to you, they're not judging you or putting you down, why you don't want to be that person? I'm just being real. Why do you want to date the opposite of that? Why do you want to date somebody that's going to beat your tail, put you down, dog you out, cheat on you, make baby on you, but you love that? Why do you love that? Can I say something? Well, I'm going to say it anyway because it's my show. I'm just going to put it out there. I say what I feel like I want to. A lot of times people get into a lot of these relationships that suck for them because they have low self-esteem. When you have low self-esteem, you do stupid things. You make bad decisions all the time. And for the love of God, I'm trying to figure out one thing. If you say you're a Christian, I'm going to throw that out there. If you say you accept Jesus as your personal Savior and you lay all your sins at the altar, why you don't feel so good about yourself? I'm just saying to all these programs, you participate on all these programs, you're on all these facilities, you do all this extra work, but yet still you don't feel good about yourself. Why is that? Are you a liar to yourself? I like sports. I always like sports. I like football, basketball, and boxing a little bit. Not in the boxing, I'll watch a fight or something. But anybody that ever watched basketball know that all the teams play to get into the playoffs. And then they play against each other in, you know, like groupings or whatever, tournament, whatever. Their idea is to get to the final, the finals, so they can beat the other team to get their trophy in the ring. The same thing with football. You know, football season is going on right now. Now, you know, if you watch any kind of sports, the World Series, that's baseball. If you watch your football right now, you know, every team plays Sunday, and they have a special play game Monday. And they might have, if you got satellite, they might have games during the week. I don't have satellites. I don't know. Can't talk about that. They have the NFL package. But that's neither here or there. All the players on each team play every, they practice first. Then they have the game. Their idea is to win the game, to get to the playoffs, to win the championship. Now, I know it's a lot to take me at one given time on Food for the Soul, Chef Ramon Clayton Welby, but I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. Now, one time I had watched a Super Bowl or an NBA playoff, and the winning team that won the trophy and the win ring and the money said, you know what? I'm so sad. I feel like I don't know what to do with myself. You might have not heard LeBron James say that. You have not heard Michael Jordan say that. You not have heard Michael Jordan say that. Larry Bird say that. You have not heard the Greats say that. This new person, New York Knicks, they always got to the playoff, but never actually won. I'm going to throw that out there. Old school, you know, if you're old school sports fan, you know what I'm talking about. That's neither here or there. I have never seen one person win a championship ring or one boxer that won one match say, you know what? I'm sad. And then you're like, why is he sad? I did all that training, all that fighting. I got beat to a bloody pulp. The other guy should just hit it. I know I'm being overly sarcastic, but that's, I go over the top sometimes. I'm just saying, if you know you feel good about yourself, mind, body, and soul, take somebody that feels good about themselves, mind, body, and soul. That's all that matters. Y'all two should make it together. You don't want to see one thing about life. I'm going to tell you about a real man. See, a real man don't sell drugs to make a living. still get a job. It might be any job, washing cars, cutting grass, flipping burgers. It might not be the job that he wants, but you don't want that job till you find a better job. See, a real man don't mind getting a paycheck. A real man don't mind working for honest day work, honest day pay. But see, y'all guys don't look for that. Y'all want that flashy cash. Y'all want that kind of stuff. I'm about to get to my song in a minute. But see, sometimes you can look past where a person at to look where they're going. That's why the resume is so important. That's why the interview is so important. See, that I'm about to go somewhere with this. See, y'all want somebody to make y'all feel good for that moment. Sugar feels good for the moment, but sugar don't really fill you up like steak and potatoes and some green beans or some broccoli with cheese. I'm just saying. I mean, it's okay to have some dessert, but you better have something to go in that with that dessert to make you feel full. I'm just trying to throw that out there. But no, let's get back to what I'm talking about. Why are you with me? See, I'm not trying to hold you up. I'm not just talking rhetoric or whatever or saying all kind of craziness. But see, a lot of times, a lot of women turn down a good man because they don't see where is he going. See, everything has a season. See, you had to start off as a big old tree. They start off as a seed. They got to grow and bear fruit. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. I'm just throwing that out there. You ain't never seen a pear tree bear apples. Yeah, you ain't never seen an apple tree pear peanuts. Or pecans, my bad. You ain't never seen a walnut tree produce plums. See, you have to look at the recipe, at the interview, all the stuff to like connecting with the right person. See, sometimes people screw up because they want something right then and there. See, I know something about life. I meet old couples all the time that have been married for 20, 30, 40 years. And you know what all of them say? It was a work in progress. Through some hard times, and we had some good times, but okay. I'm going to throw that here. When you go to the bank, when you look at your account, and your account got $100 in there, if you go to the teller and say you want $1,000, is you going to get $1,000? No. You're going to get $100. Well, might not even be $100. It might be $85 and some change. We're not going to let you close it out just like that. I'm just keeping it real. See, a lot of times, people want something out of something that they never invest into. See, that's why a lot of relationships fail. The other person can give 110, but if their 110 is matched, it's okay because the other person can be tired. Won't slam out because people not putting your whole heart in stuff because you feel that you deserve better. Why do you feel that you deserve so better? Because you think you look so cute? But can I tell you something? You're not a supermodel. Because if you were a supermodel, you'd be getting a check for your cuteness. But you're not getting paid for your cuteness. Well, you just have to get a regular job like regular folks because you're not as pretty as you think you is. Sometimes you might think you a 10, but you're really a 5. Sometimes you might not even be a 5. You might be a 2.5. I'm just throwing that out there. I know. But still, I'm being real. I'm being honest. I'm coming from the heart. You might not think I am because I'm kind of jokey. But a lot of times, a lot of people fail at relationships because they don't put 100% in. That don't mean the other person that put 100% in. You put 100% in. You don't care for more than the person offered at the time. So guess what? Because that person was in a certain season, that don't mean they can't produce no fruit. They just want to offer them to produce no food. Because, you know, sometimes tree got to get nurtured. See, sometimes you put some water in the ground. Sometimes you got to put cats in the ground to make that happen. But see, oh no, not you. You should get your hands dirty. But guess what? Lo and behold, that tree going to grow. It's going to get some roots. See, roots farm. What makes a tree grow? To grow roots. See, the roots go find the water for the tree to grow. The older the tree, the longer the roots. Root, root, MR. Ooh, I think that the church say amen. No, I'm going to go ahead and see what I got to say because I can do that. The older the tree, the longer the roots. Because, see, the older the tree, the more water it needs to grow. See, a baby tree don't need but so much water. But an old tree needs a whole lot of water. See, sometimes you might not be enough water for that tree to grow. That tree might need an ocean, and you might be a little puddle because you think you're so smart because you got all your education. But see, sometimes education don't make you really that smart. Life living and wisdom make you smart. You got to go through some things to be smart. See, if you ain't never been through nothing, you don't know nothing. Because if you got your mama and your pappy handing you everything, and you got a silver spoon in your mouth, you don't understand nothing. You might think you do because you're pretty and everything, but ain't nothing wrong with being pretty. And I'm not knocking pretty because everybody likes something pretty to look at. But sometimes a pretty car with no engine is just as worthless. And sometimes there's a lot of worthless people walking around here that don't know they're worthless. But I'm not trying to put anybody down because I'm trying to build people up. That's what we do at Food for the Soul. But sometimes people just don't get a hint because they're not smart enough to understand nothing. It's just like a pretty book with no words on the inside, just the pages. And they can't see, they always say, you shouldn't judge a book by the cover. But that's true, too. Whatever. Anyway, I'm glad you please joining me every week with Food for the Soul. Hope you enjoy the show. There's going to be a guest calling 646-915-9934, WELDONR112@gmail.com. If you don't leave any questions or feedback, please share the link with your friends, your family, your uncles, your aunties, your nieces, your nephew, your grandpappy, your grandma, whoever, anybody. Just, I want you to enjoy the show. I want you to experience the ride like I experienced the ride. And every show is not going to be the same. But I like to keep it interesting. I want you to grow as I grow. Because it took me a while to get to this point myself. I wasn't born this smart. I had to go through things to get this smart. I had to be knocked down, beat up, put down, talked about, criticized, ridiculed, really whatever. Crucified. Went through a whole lot, but it's okay. I'm still standing. Can you stand with me? Can we stand together? Can we stand together and be strong for each other? Can we build each other up? That's all it's about, building each other up, having fun, enjoying life, embracing each day as a gift, because each day is a gift. Remember that each day you open your eyes is a gift. Ain't that something? Each day is a gift. You got this bicycle when we were 5 or 6 years old. I mean, ain't you got a car now? I'm just saying, you want me to buy your grown behind a tricycle? You're too big. Get over it. Grow up. Forget over it. Forget and let it go. But thank you for joining us for the soul. Like I said, if you want to be a guest, call me, please 646-915-9934. Email WELDONR112@gmail.com. Remember this, life is short. Look at the present resume. Look at your life history. Because the history can tell the future. Everything that you, once you get that person to the interview, you can ask the questions to see if you can go further and give them a job. Like, being honest, you don't want to give somebody like me a mechanic job. That's not what I do. I'm not going to apply for that. I'm not saying I'm too good for that, but my history and my education don't reflect that. That's not on my resume nowhere.